You're welcome back to the programme. It's 8:15. Cabinet meets this morning. Water charges sure to dominate discussions. Also today, the Environment Minister, Alan Kelly, and the Energy Minister, Alex White, will join the other four members of the Economic Management Council to discuss how the government will respond to the deep public anger over water charges. Ahead of a series of protests on the issue around the country over the weekend, Cian McCormack has been on the road assessing people's mood on water, or more to the point, Irish water. Cian started his trip in Tipperary.
This journey starts on a cold, crisp morning in Ross Grey. Pulling up outside the Abbey Hall, a woman's waiting for the 20-9 bus to Limerick.
My name is Catherine and we're here in Ross Grey. Catherine Lorigan.
Water charges, what's your opinion?
I would always have agreed with water charges, and I've no objection to paying water charges.
Catherine is a retired school teacher, and what she says echoes what others will say later on this journey.
It's Irish Water that I have the objection to at the moment, the way it's organised, the way it's going about its business.
An hour later, just metres away at Castle Street, there's a queue outside the post office.
Water's free, should be free. So, I mean, next thing we're going to have to pay for the year, have we?
The view here is different to Catherine's.
It's a total disgrace, that's what it is. To people that are on social welfare and people that can't afford it or anything like that.
Michael McCarthy stops on his way out of the post office. He wasn't at the protest against water charges in Ross Grey earlier this month, but it's likely he'll be at the next one.
Well, hopefully I will, and I'm going to make it my business to go to it. And I think everyone in Ireland and in every small town and village should get up and go to it, so they should. Let people know, let the government know that they are standing against these water charges.
Back near the bus stop, 10 o'clock mass has finished at St Cronin's Church.
He's down from RT, he's talking about the water.
Just said 30 seconds.
About the water, he's down from RT.
Catherine White from Duncairn stops her car when she sees the green RT microphone. She has two passengers, Angela Fitzpatrick and Mick McLaughlin.
Well, I have my form filled up, but I don't want any hassle in here. And whatever comes, comes. That's my opinion, anyway.
That's your opinion. What's your opinion?
I think it's hard enough. Like, we'll have to pay it. I think there should have been done a lot before the meters went in and talked more about this. I don't know, is it too late now the meters are gone in? I think people are going to have to pay it anyway.
But I think it's a scandal that they give all the bonuses and charging the people for the money, for water that should be the God-given right.
Have you signed up your forms?
We have, unfortunately, but we didn't give the PPSI number.
Skipping along the M7, the next stop is Port Laois. It's very busy by midday, parking is at a premium, and opinions are mixed.
My position is that it's scandalous, and I think it's very unfair that we have to give our PRSI number.
I feel when they get a service, you're entitled to pay for it.
I think we need to pay for water. You know, then it should be properly treated and whatever when there's money going into it. But I think it should be run by the state rather than a private company.
Like any tax, I don't like the fact that there's another one coming in. I suppose we have to pay for it, but I don't like the way they're going about doing it.
I can't afford it. The fact that we're one of the wettest countries in the world and we have to pay for water. I mean, we're paying for bins, everything. We're just not getting a good package. There should be, like what they do in England, you get your bin collection, your water rates, your everything, all in one package. But they're slapping us with different things all the time.
Almost 2 hours later, after delays at Newlands Cross, Dublin's Grafton Street is buzzing with activity. There's an interesting insight from County Clare man Seamus Fitzgerald. He protested at the Clare Says No to Water Charges rally in Ennis earlier this month, but his protest wasn't against paying for water.
So yeah, I've no problem paying for it, but I don't like paying for incompetence and I don't like paying for bonuses that people don't deserve or earn. I don't see why they should be getting bonuses. Yeah, I think they've gone about it all wrong. I think their PR campaign from the start has been all wrong.
Khaki fruit pie for €2.
Across the Liffey on Henry Street, there's a different view. As far as mother and daughter Moira Ryan and Deirdre McGrain are concerned, water charges are bad.
Halloween's fair, €1.
Oh, well, I don't agree with them and I won't be paying them, to be honest with you.
because we're already being hit with property tax, and I mean, people are struggling enough as it is.
There's a protest on at the weekend.
Yeah.
Will you go to it?
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely.
Were you at the last one?
Yep.
What is the big message coming from this?
The message is that the people aren't going to stand for any more of these charges.
You can't afford any more.
You can't afford any more.
You can't take what people haven't got. You know, I mean, I'm a pensioner. You can't take any more off me.
Do you think they'll listen?
I think they'll have to, yeah. If the protests weren't as big, if the protest wasn't as big as it was last week, they would have fogged it off. Now they know they can't.
Moira Ryan and Deirdre McGrain ending that report from Tipperary and Portlaoise by Cian McCormack. We can talk to our political correspondent David Davenpower now. David, just how worried is the government about these protests coming up over the weekend?
I think ministers are worried about the issue in general. I think they accept that it's very little that can be done in order to defuse the public anger that you heard there in advance of the weekend. But I think ministers are very, very seized of the extent to which this issue has grabbed the public imagination. I mean, virtually everybody in that report there had a misgiving about the way this had been handled. Some people saying they'd pay it, but they didn't want to pay it. Others saying that they were unhappy, to put it mildly, about the way Irish Water had carried out their business. But the Economic Management Council will be looking at this today. That's the powerful inner cabinet of Michael Noonan, Brendan Howland, the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach. They'll be joined by Alan Kelly and by Alex White, whose department will have overall control of the parent company of Irish Water. But it's being stressed that they're not going to have any conclusions in short order, and in fact it will be a couple of weeks before there is any clarity about which way the government intends to move on this, because I think there's an expectation that there will be some further easement for people following the changes in the budget. And talking to people around Leinster House, the preoccupation among government TDs seems to be easing the plight for people who have adult children living at home, who of course could face quite a substantial water bill for those children who are 18. And moreover, many of those are likely to be in the urban areas, particularly Dublin, which is politically very important, obviously, for the survival of the coalition, because given the cost of rents and so on in Dublin, any adult children are more likely to stay at home now than to be looking around for expensive accommodation. So that's a cohort of people that the ministers will be looking at. But there is an overall fundamental requirement that more than 50% of all the revenue from Irish Water comes from its customers. So there's a limit to which there can be any kind of relief for people who are feeling the burden of this.
And in relation to the families with grown-up children, David, are they possibly considering a cap on charges?
Well, that's one possibility, or maybe increasing the allowance. But all of that is subject to the proviso that it can't impact too much on that fundamental requirement that 51% of the revenue for Irish Water comes from its customers. Otherwise, it will find its way onto the national balance sheet. And the very reason that Irish Water has been set up in the way it is to keep it off the balance sheet in such a way that the utility can ultimately raise money on the open market itself. So there is limited room for manoeuvre here, but whatever they do, I think the ministers will be focusing on that cohort of people that have adult children living at home and who could face substantial bills. There's no two ways about it, even with the even with the relief that's been provided in the budget and elsewhere. The bills could be substantial there.
David, I want to move on and talk to you about this letter that Enda Kenny has sent to the Sinn Féin leader and TD for Louth, Gerry Adams. What's in it?
Well, it's a very brief letter, really. It merely notes that Mr. Adams has offered, has asked Enda Kenny to meet with the four people involved in the IRA investigation into the allegations made by Maria Cahill. And it says, while I have not named any individuals, says Mr. Kenny in the letter, I have willing to meet them as you requested, as they indicated in the Doyle. In order to arrange the meeting, I would be grateful, he says to Gerry Adams, if you could provide me with the contact details of the individuals concerned. Now, government sources are adamant that these are the four individuals that are named in the BBC Spotlight programme as having been involved in the investigation. And they suggest that Mr. Adams has been trying to muddy the waters in recent weeks in recent days in terms of who he understands Mr. Kenny wants to meet. And this arose briefly from an exchange in the Doyle last week when Mr. Adams said to Enda Kenny, these people, you've met Maria Cahill, will you meet the people she's accusing? And Mr. Kenny said, of course I will. Now, the politics of this, I suppose, is that Enda Kenny is quite happy to prolong this controversy, damaging as it is for Sinn Féin. Sinn Féin, on the other hand, countered that not only did Mr. Adams ask for the meeting, but there has been correspondence subsequently in which Mr. Adams has followed that up. But there is a suggestion around Leinster House that there's an element of Gerry Adams' bluff being called, even though he has, as I say, been following up on these meetings. They could be obviously politically problematical, and there could be a legal hazard for those involved, because remember, the people involved in the alleged investigation were prosecuted in Northern Ireland, even though that prosecution ultimately failed.
David, thank you very much indeed. Our political correspondent, David Davenport.